I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best-known works of poetry in Australia by Dorothea McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking, these are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its spectacular scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Eyre's Rock, or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. Australians have a warm, light-hearted and generous nature. Anywhere you go, you'll be greeted with a friendly, "G'day, mate." It's comforting to know that you have 20 million friends who will always be there if needed. And now, please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture entitled To Be One with God is to Do Without Doing, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Melbourne, Australia on February 14, 1993.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
With respect, Master, may I ask why you wear makeup and jewellery?
May I ask you why not? Why you attach so much to the material appearance? Whether you are attached to beautiful appearance or a beggar appearance, it's all attachment. Throw them all, both out. I can wear this today and I can wear jeans tomorrow. It makes no difference to me. Then why should it make difference to you? It's me who wears it. Okay? Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself. Get enlightenment, that's the best, and then wear what you want. All right. But I understand what he means. I understand what you mean. You mean a practitioner should be very modest, right? Dress like a monk or something like that, right? Why, I have done that for 10 years. Yes, and I got enlightenment, but not through the monk robe. And now I try to wear different clothes to see whether my enlightenment become lessened or not. It doesn't. You have to experience something, otherwise how do you tell people? Right? I do everything through experience. And then I tell other people what I know. So should some other people who wear makeup and jewelry and glorious appearance, then she cannot get enlightenment or what? It's nonsense. God never says so in the Bible. Does he? No, huh? Actually, I don't wear beautiful enough, I tell you the truth. Because what I know, we are more beautiful than this. We are more glorious in heaven. We have degraded ourselves already into this stage. So this is just a reminding of some glorious state in heaven. I can wear it or I cannot wear it. It doesn't matter at all. Hmm? Don't you agree? Yes? Okay. You see, what we wear also have some effect. For example, before, I was wearing monk's clothes, yeah? And I forsake my husband, I wasn't enlightened, yeah? I don't regret leaving him because then I have more time to dedicate for people. That is true. Instead of having a lot of kids and having to burden my husband to look after the kids while I am going on tour for many months, or I never go home, for example, yeah? Then I just let him free, and I am free to dedicate to people and to serve God. I don't regret leaving him, but I was very sad leaving him at that time. I felt sorry for him because he loved me very much. Also, I loved him very much. We had a very beautiful marriage. Okay, so I left him, and then I thought, in search of truth, I have to be dressing like a monk or all that in order to serve people. But then it had some kind of side effect. Oh, many people leave their home and follow me, and left their children and their husband. Just that I should not break up the family through my dress. You understand what I mean? Yes, I understand, but they did not understand. By setting this example, many family people follow. I'm supposed to bring them happiness, not sorrow. Therefore, I changed my dress.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes, yes, I do. But then I don't. Because reincarnation is only our habitual thinking that binds us. Our true self, never born, never die, and never reincarnate.
How can you explain or justify the existence of people suffering various illnesses through no fault of their own?
Well, if you believe in the reincarnation theory, it explains it. This is what the Bible says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Sometimes we have done some mistakes in our previous life, or even in this life, then we get the illnesses. Sometimes we suffer the collective so-called karma, mean the collective effect of the whole society. For example, if you don't smoke, but you always have to go around the world or on the buses in which is full of smoking from other people, then you will also have in some kind of collective effect. It's called karma in the Sanskrit term. It means you suffer what the society, what your environment inflicts upon you. Therefore, we have to clear it up by having a purer life and encourage other people to do the same. And we should not need to wait for the neighbor to do it. We do it first, yeah? We started a clean diet, a vegetarian diet, which scientifically proved that it's even good for our health, apart from compassion, enlightenment and all that great deal, it's good for your health.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Most of my disciples after initiation, they quit smoking immediately. They just quit it on their own. I say quit it slowly if you cannot bear it. I do not bear cigarette, but they quit it. Most of them quit immediately. Most of them quit it immediately after reading my book only.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco, 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide, cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
There is such a power which is awakened inside that helps them to go through all obstacles in life. That is the supreme power. It's not me who helps them, it's the Father who helps. It's their own Father who helps when they awaken to themselves and want to claim their greatness again. That's why I say, awaken your own power. Be your master, be the master. I'm telling you, I'm trying to show you the way to be a master, not to be my disciple. Therefore, after initiation, all the miracles come to you, all the things, the good that happen to you. It is your own supreme master at work. So I never claim credit for this, even though the disciple praise me that I do this and that for them and through manifestation body, but I say I know nothing about it. It is because your own master power is at work after the initiation. So be the master, be a Christ, be a Buddha.
If we have followed another master, can we follow Master Qinghai?
It depends. If you think you need it, then you follow. If your master has already imparted to you the light and sound, and you have experienced the kingdom of God within, and you're satisfied with it, then don't need to follow. You only follow me when you don't know it. If you already know, and if you have a good master, oh, please don't. But you're welcome, yeah? I don't reject you.
If we become one with God, does it mean that we lose our individuality?
Yes. But no. Well, in the worldly level, you still Mrs. Mr. So-and-so, and if you happen to be the Prime Minister, you keep your post. God will not take it away from you. And you still have your wife and kids and all the possession that you need or all the job that you have to do. And you still have your character. But then you're one with God means you do without doing. You don't claim credit for anything because you know it's not you who does it. Because you don't have any more ego to glorify yourself. That's the only thing. Our individual self, it doesn't mean the ego. What we lose is the ego, not the individuality.
If I realize my own enlightenment, can I help those close to my heart who have a negative attitude towards life?
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. We have helped many, and our fellow practitioners have also helped many. So can you. Because it's not by words of mouth that we convince people. It is by our own greatness, the great wisdom within which awakens, that transmits this atmosphere to their wisdom inside, and they perceive it. And that's how we help other people in the more effective way, apart from just talking and consoling them.
Is God personal or just a universal power?
Both. If you want God to be personal, God will appear personal. Because God can do everything. God is your own self. The universal power is also your own self.
Is there a devil like Satan?
What do you think? In Australia, maybe no. But in other countries, yes. When you see a lot of disgraceful things that happen through some individuals, some very destructive power at work, these are so-called Satan. But the sooner we practice the heavenly light and sound, the better. Then the so-called Satan will become also an angel. We initiate him and make him vegetarian.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
But I need your love and force together. Yeah? I alone cannot turn this world into heaven. I can only turn myself into heaven. But you yourself have to also turn each of you into heavenly atmosphere before we can abolish Satan. Yeah? We have to work together.
Many ancient masters, for example Lao Tzu and Guan Yin, describe the ultimate goal as a void where there is no attachment, no method, no sound, nothing. So may I ask why you place much emphasis on exterior things like hearing sound and seeing light?
Does it say no sound? Really? No. Oh, I have some books here, Lao Tzu. Look. Let's see what he says. He talks a lot about heavenly music, about the Tao. The Tao, you don't need to use the ears, but you can hear it. You don't need to use the eyes, but you can see it. These are the invisible light and invisible sound. He didn't say no sound. He didn't say anything about no sound. He said you don't need to use the ears, but you can hear it. You don't need to use the eyes, but you can see it. So Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva, became Kuan Yin because she practiced the Kuan Yin method, means observing the sound, and is full of this evidence in Buddhist scriptures. Like, when you practice Kuan Yin, you can hear the sound of the sea waves, the sound of Brahma, the sound of thunder. Even in Bible mention it, that God speaks in the voice of thunder, like the sound of many water, etc. These things we can hear inside. Not just like ordinary sound, it's just you hear without the ears. But the more you hear, the more you know what God wants, and then you can do the will of God, instead of blindly doing things and clumsily following our own instinct and make a chaos of this world. So Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is the one who practiced on the sound. That's why her name is Kuan Yin. It is stated very clearly in the Lotus Sutra like that. How she be called like that? Because she practiced the Kuan Yin method.
Does everyone get enlightened eventually?
Yes, eventually. Maybe a couple of aeons or so. Thousands of billions of years, if you haven't met a master who is experienced and who show you the quickest way.
Hmm? How did you become a master? Did you train with a teacher?
Yes.
Can you describe God?
No. No, but I know Him intimately, just like I know you. Just like I see you. I can see Him just like I see you.
Before we descend to this world of matter, we were pure as God. But why were we asked or forced to descend to this world to experience these everyday difficulties?
So that we learn. Learn to be God. We are born from God, but then we are not God. Just like you're born from your parents, but you were not yet grown up. So parents send you to school with difficult examinations and all kind of class, homeworks, and make you feel headache, and sometimes you cannot sleep enough and you cannot play because of the schoolwork. But they have to send you there. Okay? Same way with God. All these are experience for us to grow. Otherwise, we become just like spoiled angels, doing nothing, knowing nothing, having no inheritance of God's power.
Thank you for this experience. You spoke of no longer being the doer. Master, please expand upon this.
It's very difficult to explain to you, but these come through experiences. It has two levels of understanding. First, through meditational experiences, and later, through just grace, just living in the presence of God, and you don't even know that you have healed people in 1,000 miles apart. You don't even know that you bring goodness to those near you. But you do all the same, and people know it. So to do without doing. The first stage, before I met you, I had the experience of being one with the whole universe. But this I cannot describe to you. You just know it in the meditational samadhi. You can call it samadhi. Samadhi. You just be in the state of non-desires. Of, you can call nirvana, kingdom of God, whatever you want. You be one with God. You just know it. In that state, you can only exclaim, I and my Father are one. I and all the beings in the universe are one. But you have no way to explain or to describe it. I regret to disappoint you. But I invite you to come to me and let me show you how to experience it yourself. Because I cannot describe it in the human language, what I know.
Can Guanyin method be used for healing the body?
No, but yes. If you are supposed to be healed, then you get healed. Most of our people get healed, even from cancer, after initiation. Just now I was in Singapore. One of the girls just sit there and cry and thank me for helping her, but I don't know nothing about it. But I say, she say, well, after initiation, the doctor discovered she has stomach cancer or something and definitely want to operate her. And then she was even administered the anesthetic injection. But she was fully awake. She didn't go into coma. And then the doctor just searched her stomach and said, hey, it's gone. So no more operation needed, so she will push out again. Just like that. Yeah. Many of these situations have happened. Therefore I told you, all the healing powers are within you. If you practice well, you sincerely, if you seek the kingdom of God, all the things shall be added unto you. But sometimes the time is not proper. Therefore probably you experience some illness. But God power will take away already half or two-thirds of it in most cases. But I do not boast about this because I don't want people to come to me or to come to God with a motivation just because they want to take care of their body alone. If we come to God with a sincerity, then God will give us a lot of things. But if we come to demand just one thing or another, probably we will be disappointed. That is because we should surrender our ego. We should let God run the universe and not dictating God what to do. Therefore, I don't advocate healing power or miracles in our power. If we have it, we don't use it even. We just let God grace whomever He wants and whenever He wants in whatever situation is fit. Yeah, I don't use healing power myself. Even though my disciple claimed that I have a lot of healing powers.
Why is the Guanyin method suitable for 16 to 65 year olds and not for people over 65 or indeed to those under 16?
No, under 12. No, we have initiated children from 6. Yeah, if they have their parents or protectors who are meditating with them, in case they don't know what to do, and children is very young, you know, they might do something that is not proper, or just to help them or to protect them, by the way, yeah, keep them in line with the precepts and vegetarian, cook for them, etc. Yeah, children, how can they cook? Yeah, that's it. And above 65, if you have been vegetarian for a long time, it's fine. It's if above 65 or 70, we worry that you might not be able to adapt to the long sitting procedure, so might as well start it anew. Yeah? You have not a long way to go, you come back again and start it. All right? But we put you on the waiting list, inside, so we won't forget you next time when you come back. Don't worry. As long as you're sincere, you can be taken up without having initiation. Now, for example, we will offer the people, non-vegetarian people, a so-called expedient method, convenient method, so that you'll be convenient to eat vegetarian whenever you're convenient.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
What is your attitude to abortion, contraception, sterilization, and the abortion pill?
These are the affair of you, human people. I come to teach you the kingdom of God. And should you follow it, then you know the answer yourself. According to circumstances. Okay.
Why is it that even when living the way God has told us, loving our neighbor, not killing, not desiring material things, there is still an emptiness in my heart?
Yes, because you have not come in contact with the God within you. You only do His commandment, but you have not known the commander-in-chief. Get to know Him and then you feel fulfilled.
Plants do have life also. What is the reason to become vegetarian and why?
Well, we have to eat something, no? Jesus ate something, Buddha ate something. It's all right to take vegetable, because in the Bible, even in the Old Testament, it is said so. God say, I made all the beautiful fruit which is pleasing to your eyes, pleasing to your taste, and all the herbs in the field, they are your food. No? He didn't forbid us to eat vegetarian diet, so why not? You don't study the Bible well. That's the trouble with you.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings.
Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Why is it detrimental to our spiritual progress to practice any meditations that involve breath control?
Because breathing is ephemeral. Everything we use concerning ephemeral phenomena, it will end in ephemeral. So what we practice is using our own kingdom of God, our own wisdom, which is eternal. Therefore, we can get eternal lasting happiness.
What is mind?
Mind is the one that makes you drink coffee when you don't want to drink it. Make you have two wives when you know you should have only one. Okay? And cause a lot of trouble when you know you should have peace. Very stubborn, obstinate. Mind is the only computer. The only computer. And registered all things that happen around it. And put out again the same information, whether the circumstance has changed or not. Therefore, sometimes we make mistakes. And we have very harsh judgment in some cases because the mind has registered the same information but to different circumstances. Therefore, we have not learned to be flexible. Therefore, we stumble and we suffer. That's why we had to learn to get in touch with the real source of wisdom and then handle every situation accordingly without condemnation, only with love and with understanding.
How can the majority of people find 2.5 hours daily to meditate? Can this time be reduced to be effective?
You don't have to sit straight 2.5 hours. You can get up early 1 hour in the morning, half an hour at lunch break, and another hour in the evening. Less television, less rock and roll, etc., maybe, or less talk on the phone, save the phone bill even. And then we will have a lot more time. Actually, we have more time than we are supposed to do. We just waste them because we don't have anything else to do. But now we have a purpose, we have another work to do, we will concentrate and we will have time for that. And even when you sit on the bus, you can meditate. I'll show you how. Later, at the time of initiation. When you sit on the airplane, you can meditate. When you sit on the beach to enjoy the breeze, the fresh air, you can meditate. When you sit in the park, you can meditate. But not when you drive the car, please. Yeah. Very easy to get 2.5 hours. In fact, you can have more time.
Do you believe in marriage?
I do. Why not? If I don't believe in marriage, Where do I come from?
If one is enlightened, is he or she still subject to the law of causation?
No, but he respects the law of causation. But she probably suffers also because of the disciples, sharing with them the burdens. Just like you yourself go around empty-handed, but if your friends, neighbor, and carry too much stuff, which he needs, probably he was ill, he take a lot of medicine, or probably he needs food, or more special food, and he takes a lot of stuff with him, then you cannot just bear to see your best friend burdened with all this stuff, so you share half of the luggage. Therefore, you burden also. Even though you don't need this medical stuff, you don't need extra food, but you are burdened with these because of love for the friend. Therefore, the enlightened person may undergo some apparent effect from the karma, but actually, he or she is free from it.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We thank you for your kind company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in again tomorrow for the conclusion of To be one with God is to do without doing. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, right after Noteworthy News. May God bless you and your loved ones.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.